This is John Batchelor speaking to Serhii Plokhii, the distinguished Ukrainian history professor, Harvard University. His book, Russo-Ukrainian War. The book is published last year, 23, and it comes now to what he anticipated, which is a trading territory for a ceasefire, for a peace deal, negotiation in some fashion, anticipating that Minsk I and Minsk II of 2015 are not adequate. Russia wants to annex Crimea. Will Mr. Zelensky agree? The conversation with Mr. Trump points in that direction. It all comes down to who moves first, who appeases whom, and can the deal actually calm everybody down enough to restore some order to Ukraine and start the rebuilding? Here's Serhii Plokhii about the appeasement.
Absolutely. And that was something that the United States, Germany, the NATO allies in Europe were trying to implement, and implement very often in the Russian version of the agreements, the way how Russia read those agreements. The key sticking point there was what should come first in the implementation of the Minsk agreements, either elections on the territory controlled by Russia, or Ukraine taking control of its own borders and then conducts elections on the basis of its laws and under its control. Russia insisted on elections first under the Russian control, military control, and then taking these regions, using them as Trojan horse, putting them into the body of the political body of Ukraine, and really destabilizing Ukraine, precluding the situation in which Ukraine would be able to apply to the European Union, to try to get closer to the West, to NATO. That was the plan, and for a while it was backed by leading countries in NATO, because the idea was it wasn't too far from the policies of appeasement of the 1930s.